Hi, this is Omar Sultan with another Cisco on Cisco Tech Minute. I am here with Sydney Morgan, Senior Manager for Cisco IT. Welcome, Sydney.
Hello.
So this week we're going to talk a little bit more about our unified computing system and our plans at Cisco in terms of deploying it. So we chatted a little bit about its initial deployment and some of the initial plans in terms of things like supporting our newsroom and the office of the president and a couple other applications. But I was curious, as we look at a broader rollout, I know a couple of podcasts ago we talked about our broader storage strategy, and certainly IO consolidation is a big part of our message and our value prop we see for the UCS. So I was wondering, Sydney, as you look at the long-term planning, what's the role of the UCS in is the fact that you now have that in your proverbial IT pantry? Do you see any change in strategy or any change in approach that UCS enables?
So thanks, Omar. That question has actually been one of the more popular questions with the engagements we've done in the past couple of weeks since the announcement of the unified computing system. A lot of people are kind of concerned about their investment in their SAN fabric and what's going to happen going forward, and some of the things I've heard about consolidated network adapters being placed in different areas, also being placed in different physical switching devices and file devices. And for Cisco IT, our global SAN strategy is still the same. We haven't changed any of the architecture. The only thing that we've really modified is where we have the actual ingress egress points of our SAN fabric. So before Unified Fabric, we obviously connected with HBA cards into individual servers, which from an operational efficiency point of view had some of the issues of what ratio do we deploy because of the expense of the HBA cards. Now with the unified IO, that decision has been very easy. We put in the consolidated network adapter, and every server we have here at Cisco has the ability to do both file and block level out of the single interface, which has really streamlined our operations and improved the investment on switching infrastructure and storage along with the adapters that go in those devices. Going forward, looking at UCS, we see, and at data center Ethernet, we see the actual aggregation point moving up to the core. But the core SAN fabric, your core global SAN fabric, will not change at all. It's just that you'll consolidate into a more dense, higher available, higher utilization fabric, reducing operational costs and really having that connection point at the aggregation layer within your data centers. But I want to be clear that our strategy and all of our active data center designs are based on the MDS platform and the active components of how it interfaces with our dark fiber and DWDM routers has not changed. So we will still do our sequence replication for the metro and campus business continuing strategy over MDS switches on our DWDM ONS 15444 routers. And at Cisco, our business continuing strategy, we have a campus, a metro, a regional, and a theater strategy. So basically, we sequentially replicate within our campus and metro strategies, then we asynchronously replicate the data for our regional strategies, i.e. to multiple ends of the coast and within production data centers within the United States. And then, if the law allows, we'll migrate that data outside of the United States for a theater-type protection of the data. So all of that architecture remains the same. The business continuous strategy and the true strategic nature of the MDS, having multiple vSANs on a single network and leveraging inter vSAN routing for the ability to consolidate all your backup and media servers into a single backup vSAN, driving an eliminated cost out of the environment, are still there. So your investment is protected, and it's still a strategic platform going forward.
So if I parrot something you just said, I think is an important point. Essentially, the entire back end, if you're a SAN administrator listening to this and you know your company's evaluating some UCS or even just some FCOE in general, I guess, really the storage back end really doesn't change, right? Process, procedure, architectures, DR strategy, all that kind of stuff really remains intact because the changes that the FCOE or the UCS deliver really transparent from a storage administrator perspective. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct. So all your investments in your management software, all your business processes around information lifecycle management, all your data deduplication strategies, your physical virtualization strategy of maybe of the file and the block level, If you've deployed any wide area application services, pulling back filers into consolidated areas, if you've deployed any application acceleration technology, all that remains the same. So your investment is protected not only in the physical SAN infrastructure, but also in all your business processes, your applications, and the maybe your individual processes, your processes that you developed internally to have a very efficient information lifecycle management around your storage infrastructure, and any also your backup strategies all remain the same, whether you want to store it offsite, do diskless backups, all that stuff all remains the same. So basically all you're really doing is changing the connection points up to the aggregation or core layer, depending on how you design your data centers. But all your investments that you made in every other area of your storage environment remains the same. I think you'll actually improve your total cost of ownership because now you just have fewer points to manage. There'll be denser, higher utilized, higher bandwidth, but there will be fewer of them to manage. So performance should go up and the total cost of ownership will go down.
Sure. So one of the things you said earlier, but I think it's worth pointing out too, is, you know, by default, 100% of your servers, or at least that are FCOE or you know, UCS based, now become SAN attached. So with that change, I guess, which is one change in the storage architecture, do you see any shift in how, you know, either we allocate disk or spending or anything like that? Does that open up any new kind of architectural possibilities that we have better access to, you know?
Right. I mean, basically, it gives you better access and higher efficiencies. One of the things it does do, because we're going to a diskless environment, is it does allow, I think, a higher percentage of thin provisioning of your data, which will help drive up your utilization of your overall storage environment. And depending on how you measure it, I mean, I think on average, most people are about 20% utilized, but there's different ways to measure that utilization. But with thin provisioning, you can really drive that total utilization of your physical environment up into the high 80s, 90s. I think one of the big advantages of consolidating up to a higher layer is that you can drive that utilization probably into the 90s, because adding capacity to the environment is a lot easier in this new consolidated model. So where you might have felt comfortable not going much higher than 80% utilization, now you probably could drive that up into the 90s with thin provisioning.
Cool.
Thin provisioning is just a much more efficient way to allocate your storage.
Yeah, that sounds good. Any final words for our listeners?
Yes, I think so. Just want to really emphasize that we get a lot of questions around UCS, how this is going to impact. And basically, if you have a three-tier data center architecture, really all you're doing is just moving up the points of connectivity for your all your fabrics for that point to a higher level, bigger bandwidth. But there's, you know, lots of investment protection, and all your business policies and processes, you know, will still look forward. I mean, it took us basically from the point of Go to actually standing up applications on our unified computing platform about 3 to 4 months, depending on whatever you want to count as the exact start date. And one of the reasons why we were able to do that is because we did not have to go in and re-architect our core designs, both for the storage and the networking fabrics within our global data center strategy. So it is a evolutionary technology process built on all your best practices going forward. It will help the way, it will revolutionize the way you run your business, but from a risk mitigation point of view, it is an evolutionary technology that you've learned based on all your experiences and best practices on virtualization.
Cool. I think those are some wise words to wrap up with. Thanks again for your time, Sydney.
You're welcome.
So to learn more about what's going on at Cisco IT, you can always visit cisco.com/go/Cisco IT. We have all sorts of good stuff around best practices, and you can see updates on our projects. And you can check out the cool interactive tour that we just put up, and we did a podcast about last week. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. This is Omar for the Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute, signing off.